are talking business right here on BizTalk. Thank you once again for joining us on the show, and we're so glad to be here. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
It is so long since we've been on this program.
Boy, it seems like forever, doesn't it?
Go Badgers, though. It's but, worth it.
Well, the way they're winning, we're okay with it. So,
Rose Bowl.
So we are talking biz. So for those of you who said there's a big void here, we got to get our business information back, and we're back on the air.
Catching up. We've got a great show this morning, Jim.
We do.
A lot of energy here.
And we have a great guest. A couple of great guests in the studio. So we're going to be talking about authoring a book. How easy is that to do? Is to actually write, author, and graphically design your own book.
And there's a benefit to that too.
There is.
Yeah,
there
to eat right.
Yes. Yeah, it's called Getting Fit with Food, and we'll get to our author in just a couple of minutes before we do a few things here about BizTalk. Let's quickly identify the SCORE chapter because we're both SCORE counselors, and that's who.
Absolutely. The SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We have about 60 counselors ranging from Appleton to Fond du Lac, including Oshkosh.
Right.
I was going to say from 10 to 60 years old, but I didn't want to get too funny there. But
careful, careful.
It's, from Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, Appleton, 60 counselors. And we do free consulting and counseling for business owners or those who are striking out to start a business.
Right.
Or if they want to determine, should I start a business? Because not every person who starts a business is a success for SCORE. It's also those who come to the conclusion that it's just not for me. Not right now.
But I mean, we're not batting 1,000 over there.
We are batting 1,000, but sometimes the successful decision, the right decision,
that's right,
is not to start the business
right
now.
Yep.
But the SCORE chapter can be reached at scorefoxcities.com if you want to go to the computer and learn more about the SCORE chapter and find out some of the topics. Also, on that website, if you're interested in securing or arranging for a scheduling session, a counseling session, you can schedule it right online, fill out the application, send it in, and probably within a week to 10 days, a SCORE counselor will be contacting you. Because we have all volunteers and they only work, 1.5 days a week down there, there might be a little lag time.
Yeah. But it's worth it. Let me tell you, it's worth it. We've seen some very successful businesses since we've been doing this.
And the show is brought to our listening audience every weekend, Jim, by our sponsors. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, Epiphany Law, Albertson Hailing, and the Venture Center.
Right.
And just a little noteworthy comment, Jim, this is our last radio program for
the end
this
of the year.
Radio year. Our radio year ends today, so our new radio year starts next weekend. And our guest next weekend is Jeff Scheffler from Associated Banks.
Right, right. Associated will be on. And one of the... Did you mention Epiphany Law?
I did.
You did? Okay. All right. See?
See, now they got it twice. So it was Associated Bank, Epiphany Law, Albertson Hailing, and the Venture Center. There you go.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to take a quick break before we get started on our show this morning? And we would love to hear you call in this morning. So we're going to give off those phone numbers as soon as we come back from our break. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-996. 0000, or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the Financial Solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning again, Jim.
And we have two great guests in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking business this morning. If you've ever thought about authoring a book or writing your own book or came up with an idea you thought would make a book, it's not that easy from the idea conception to write to the finished product. But our author did it this morning, and she's a self-proclaimed author, self-published, if I might add. And it's here. It's a finished product, and it really looks great.
It looks very good.
Yeah, too bad we're on radio. We could show people.
Good enough to eat. It's good enough to eat, Jim.
And that's why, yeah, that's a good pun. I like that.
What's the name of the book?
Getting Fit with Food.
There you
something
go.
I need badly. Man, I'll tell you what. I've let myself go. And look at me. That's why I'm doing radio. They won't let me on television anymore.
It's a great story. And during the break, we were talking to Shana Conrad mm-hmm. and Maria Turner. Who tell us about your business, ladies. What's the name of your business?
Let's let Shana go first.
Shana.
Shana.
That's
Shana.
Okay. Good morning.
My daughter-in-law, Shana. That's why I got mixed up.
Yeah, that's okay. The name of the business is SL Conrad. It's just kind of simple. And Maria is my business partner as well as the editor of the book. Mm-hmm. And, beginning of the year, we talked about it and kind of got our ideas together. And I started writing recipes, and we started working on layout, and now we have a book.
Well, you began before this as an entrepreneur, right?
Yes. Yep. It's almost all I know.
And tell us about the experience you shared with us at the break about your first entrepreneurial experience.
Well, about
score.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I began in the fitness industry, and 8 years ago, a business partner of mine and I started Ellipse Fitness. And I was just saying, we used SCORE way back in the beginning and met with a number of counselors and worked out some, you know, questions that we had and issues that we had. And after we franchised the business, when we had franchisees coming to us trying to decide if owning a business or buying an Ellipse franchise was right for them, we sent them to SCORE counselors, whether it was to talk about getting a loan or, you know, writing their business plan, things like that.
Or is it something they should do?
Exactly. And a lot of them were, you know, led to make the decision that it maybe wasn't the right choice for them.
At this time anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, they're there for a reason, and they're incredibly helpful.
So you actually franchised Ellipse,
Yes, we did. We owned
center.
It. Yes, we owned it for 2 years.
Interesting.
And we opened a second location to kind of test drive the idea of mm-hmm. becoming a franchise, and then went through the steps to do that. And now it's at 11 locations, I believe, and doing great.
Wow, that's a big hurdle to jump right there, franchising. Yeah. But now, but at one point then you decided, hey, maybe I want to break away and do something else. Is that how the idea for the book came
I'm
about?
An ambitious girl, and I have lots of goals. And this was one of
entrepreneurial.
The, yes, and this was one of the things on my list, and I needed to be able to focus on it completely. 8 years of running Ellipse taught me that the food side of fitness and exercise and getting healthy was definitely my passion, and so I made the move last December. And yeah, owning Ellipse taught me everything I needed to know and everything I'm using now about running and owning a business. And I believe writing a book is exactly the same. It's just like owning a business.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm going to give out the radio, phone number so people can call us. If you want to call in this morning, we'd love to hear from you. And if you do call in, we will give you a gift. We will send you a free book called Speaking of Success. And you can call us this morning at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're in Green Bay, you can call us at 271-1150. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No,
just
I didn't
one
know
digit change. Yeah, 271-1150 is local up
That's
there. And if you are in outside of, maybe you're in Fond du Lac, maybe you're over in Chilton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. And we have Rick on the line. Rick, good morning. Rick, are you with us? Rick has decided to...
No, Rick is still on the phone.
He's still there. We're going to get him back.
We're going to get him back in a second.
But once again, outside of the Fox Cities is 866-887-1150. And our guests this morning are... No, let me see if I can get it right. Shayna.
Yes.
I got it. Shayna Lee Conrad. And
now, I have a question for you ladies, because when you self-publish a book, can you give us just a quick description from A to Z? What's involved? How, if I want to publish a book, how do I do it?
Well, I mean, my background is in the publishing industry. Right. And so when I had heard that Shayna was interested in publishing a book, I had met her through a lip. She trained me. And by the way, she's a really tough trainer.
Drill sergeant. She's a drill
exactly.
instructor.
She So, you know, I knew from that experience that whatever she set out to do, she was going to be successful at. However, I had a feeling that she probably didn't have a lot of background in publishing, and that was something that I had. So wanting to, you know, give back to the relationship that we had established in working out together and her helping me find fitness again, I thought, hey, I'll, you know, let her know that maybe I can set her up with some people I knew in the publishing industry and that sort of thing. And the more we got talking, she's like, no, I want to self-publish. And I'm like, okay. Because it's not an easy thing. You know, a lot of people think they're a writer. A lot of people think they can become an author. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different things that go into that, not only from coming up with a concept that is going to appeal to the general public, mm-hmm. but also knowing how to go about it. You know, the nuts and bolts of here's what you need to do. You need to edit your copy. You can't just throw something out there and think that you've got grammar and spelling and punctuation correct.
You mean like dangling participles?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
so you want a quality product out there as far as what it looks like. Mm-hmm. The other thing is photography. When Shayna told me she wanted to do her own photos, I thought, okay, what kind of experience do you have taking photos? Because I've seen lots of authors in my background take their own photos, and they're often really bad.
There's an art to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Sure. Lighting. You have to know about lighting. You have to know about angles. You have to know all of these things that are associated with the highest resolution possible mm-hmm. for book publishing quality.
For the appeal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, people would come in, would they have JPEG files that were... really low resolution, right. And you're like, no, it has to be a certain quality to be able to be printed.
Right.
So some of those technical aspects of that as well. And then, you know, often the biggest hurdle, and I think one that even I didn't have a lot of experience with, was the distribution mm-hmm. and knowing how to apply for an ISBN number, how to get a library of...
What is an ISBN number?
International Standard Book Code number.
Okay.
And that number, see, a lot of people don't realize that that is your key to getting into distribution channels.
Okay.
I had to learn that as an author, too. Same thing, yes. All she's talking about. Yeah,
exactly.
I've been there. Yep. Interesting.
So where do you apply for an ISBN
number? Well, it's very easy. You can apply online now for an ISBN number. You pay a certain amount of money, and then they will assign you an ISBN
number. Is it a lot of money?
I don't think so.
Under $200.
Exactly.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's not a huge amount of outlay for that, but it's crucial.
Yep.
A lot of people don't remember to do that. Then they've got their book and
so that's how the industry. That's how the industry knows you.
Exactly.
Okay, we've got, let's get Rick on the line. We got Rick here.
Good.
We got him back. Rick, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there with us. We lost you.
All right, that's right. What's the name of your book again?
Called Getting Fit with Food.
And earlier in the show, I thought the next title for the book, I Know Something, the lady said, I know...
The book you were going to give away, Jim.
Oh, that was Speaking of Success. Now, that's the one
I don't want a book. I don't want a book.
Oh, you don't want a book. Okay.
No, I'm just saying the title for her next book.
Oh,
if
okay.
If you listened to the show earlier, the lady said something profound. That was, I know just enough about something, you know, to get me through.
No, we haven't said that yet.
No, we've been talking about desserts, Jim. Rick, we've been talking about desserts, Rick, but we haven't really gotten to the book phase yet.
Hey, Rick, hey, Rick, are you on the internet?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I was going to give you an internet website that
you can
check out.
That way and that way.
Sure.
Yeah, I want you to go check out this book and take a look at Shayna. She's very attractive, and she photographs very well.
She's fit.
And she's very fit. So whatever she's done, this book is working for her. So
and the website is getfitwithfood.com.
There you go. Hey, Rick,
okay, thank
you, buddy.
Much.
I appreciate the call. Okay.
Thanks, Rick.
Hey, one of the things... As I'm looking, you talked about the photography and the grab. So what? Mm-hmm. How did you? Are you a photographer hobby?
Not at all.
You just knew you could photograph this stuff, right?
Yeah, I think from starting a business to having a goal in mind. Period. If you believe in yourself and you know that you can do it, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I found a good camera from a relative, someone that cares about me, and said, "Go ahead and take it and give it back when you're finished."
Yeah, and but just like Maria said, you had to learn something about the lighting and setting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
when I started, it probably took me, and I'm not being sarcastic, 100 photos of one recipe, item, to get a good one.
Trial and error.
Yes, yeah. And by the end, it was probably 20. And if you, I mean, there's 100 recipes in that book, so yeah. That's a lot of...
Shayna, you mentioned...
101.
Good catch. Good catch, Maria.
Right here, Tony.
That's right.
Here. Shayna, you mentioned before the show this morning that there's something very unique about your cookbook there, and it has to do with what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why don't you go into that a little bit? Because I've read cookbooks and fallen asleep on page 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just boring. But this is very, very good. What's your thinking
Thank
behind
you. That? I just wanted to share my personality and my knowledge and the way that I eat and live mm-hmm. with others. And so there are lots of areas where there's a discussion or a topic that I chat about. And I say all the time, Maria did such a fabulous job editing my words. I write run-on sentences. Sometimes an entire paragraph is one sentence. I use those three dots, whatever that's called, Maria.
Ellipse.
I use them all over the place. I mean, I don't even know how many.
So you had dangling participles colliding with each other.
Yes, I did. But what she did is she corrected it, but left my personality shine through, which is amazing and wonderful. But I also really wanted a photo of every recipe. I wanted it to be visually appealing from the second that you, even if you're flipping through it quickly, it's jumping out at you. Even the colors and the layout and the way that it looks, everything is, it's bright and vibrant and alive. And I think that's a great way for me to describe my personality as well. So it really works.
Now, when you, in launching a book, I mean, you got to go out there and you got to say, hey, why are people going to buy
mm-hmm.
another cookbook? What is it that, I mean, did you go out and do a little research and go over to Barnes & Noble and see in the cooking section
yes.
and see, okay, what
yes.
was out there? Good.
Again, the big thing is the pictures. There are not a lot of cookbooks where there's a photo of every single recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And even the cookbooks out there that are healthy, sometimes saying healthy means a lot of things to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And it can mean low calories, it can mean low fat, but... it also should mean natural foods, and it should mean less preservatives, and it should mean educating the consumer a little
sure.
bit.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do here. So,
because every time I think eating healthy, you know, I think of somebody trying to stuff tofu down my throat.
Right.
Or something that
cardboard.
I don't like. Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
something just yeah. as simple as eggs. You go to the grocery store, buy a dozen eggs.
Yeah.
It's a buck or a buck and a quarter for a dozen grade A large eggs. For about twice that, you get eggs that are... chickens are vegetable fed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you just look at those two eggs side by side, you crack them open, put them in a bowl, it's a huge difference.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I have an entire page on organic eggs mm-hmm. in that book.
In this
yeah.
book.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And just the egg alone, and that goes into so many foods we prepare today,
mm-hmm.
is a huge difference nutrition-wise.
We become fast food junkies all over the country, unfortunately,
yeah.
and I'm one of them. And I try to get straight, but, you know, I got off the pathway again.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because it's of interest to a lot of people. I'm a junk food junkie. I've been on the wrong path for a long time. I don't want to start. It'll take me forever to undo the years I did.
Right.
Well, what is the theory behind that? What if someone like Jim just all of a sudden said, I'm going to eat what's in the cookbook?
Yeah.
What happens? Does it take... Can that be undone? Does the body
absolutely
adjust? Tell us about that.
I can reverse the bad cycle then go
yeah.
on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. It may take some time, but there's no reason not to start. I mean, to say to yourself over and over, I'm too far gone, I'll start on Monday.
Defeatist.
Yes, and my dad always said tomorrow never comes.
Mm-hmm.
You can say tomorrow, and then
so
it's tomorrow.
If I were to, Jim and I were to start using your recipes or just eating natural organic food,
yes.
when would we typically get to see some results, feeling better, more energy?
Tomorrow.
Right away?
Yeah.
Okay. So it isn't something people have to...
Really, that quick?
This afternoon?
You're going to notice it.
You're not going to tell them about the withdrawal factor?
No. No.
Kidding.
Uh-oh. There's a secret.
If you eat a high-fat, you know, high-sugar meal, how do you feel afterward?
Guilty.
Guilty, full, kind of nauseous, whatever. I mean, if you're doing it real often, your feelings might be kind of subdued a little bit. But regardless, you don't feel great. If you eat a healthy meal, how do you feel? Even if you don't notice a positive feeling, you don't feel that negative.
Yeah.
Right. So it's
yeah.
different immediately.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
So you keep reinforcing that.
Yes.
Don't go back to the junk
right.
food.
Right. Every time you make the right choice, then, the next one's easier.
But then it's like exercising. Okay. If after 25 meals of good stuff and mm-hmm. you eat a bad meal, now you're going to notice
and
the
you
difference.
Feel, yes.
Now you notice the
an
difference.
An honest yeah. feeling.
Hey, Gaze, we got Stephanie on the line.
Awesome.
Stephanie, you with us?
Yep, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have Sheena's cookbook, and I've been a member of Elite since it started. I'm not now, but she, I've never seen somebody take on so many projects and get them all done. I was just wondering how she balances, like, family life or other things, how she balances all the things
good question.
That she does.
And I'm going to let you answer
okay.
that because you live it.
Yeah. Everyone's busy. You know, everyone says that. Everyone is busy, and it never gets any easier, and it only gets busier. And so it's all my family has ever known. I started Ellipse just a few months after I married my husband, and so it's all he knows. And I was pregnant and had my children right in the middle of all of that also, and it's all they know. And so, you know, they color little books at home, and they sign them, and they say they're writing books like Mommy, and they'll have a bowl of Cheerios, and they'll ask me if I need to take a picture of it for the book. It's just, it's adorable, and it's awesome. And I appreciate your compliments.
And then she
so
puts
much.
It on YouTube, you know, the poor kid. And one of the things I've always learned is if you want to get something done, you always ask a busy person because it'll get done.
Because you just figure it
and,
out.
And that. You know, there's also something else. There's a hidden message here. So many people think they can start a business and work 8 to 5 and they don't mm-hmm. have to work for the boss anymore and
right.
blah, blah, and all that stuff. I'll drive a Cadillac, take the long weekends. It isn't that way. But the people who really enjoy what they're doing, the
yep.
people who really enjoy what they're doing aren't working. And it's 24/7. They just mm-hmm. have fun with it.
Right.
Just,
it's a passion, and I can tell she's got the passion for what she does.
And it's
yes.
one of the barometers, Jim, I think, that all entrepreneurs or folks who want to go into business – they need to ask themselves that question. Do I really enjoy this so much that I could sit up at 10 o'clock at night and do this?
And do it for free.
10 o'clock.
Whether she sold a book or not, she'd still want to do it.
1 in the morning sending emails to your editor. So.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for the call this morning. I appreciate it. Okay, we got Sue on the line. Sue, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sounds
Sue.
Like Sue Leonard to
the
me.
The cookie lady.
So let's go to the opposite end, you know, the cookies with the sugar and, you know.
Yeah, but your cookies are healthy, Sue.
Oh, yes, they are.
It says Tony, you ate about a box of them last time you were on the air here.
Oh, that's an exaggeration, man. But I ate a bunch of them.
A box of two, actually.
It would be a bag of Sue, not a box.
Bag,
okay?
Thank you, Sue.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
You
Thanks.
Too.
My question is, how did you promote your book?
I'm doing it right now. Just kidding.
You're verbally promoting it, but I mean...
I drive...
You know, like Barnes & Noble. I mean, I looked at your website, and it's beautiful. It's very nice.
Thank you so much. I've had books for 2.5 months or so. I'm promoting them every day. I drive around with them in my vehicle. I stop at businesses. I am trying to get connections with littler businesses to kind of, you know, sell them for me and have them in their places like the bulk food shop and some other places. And
walk right over. You can put in my shop. Okay?
There, I would love to. I'll ask these guys for your contact information. But I'm, you know, working the internet and I'm working on Barnes & Noble. Maria could address that later. It's an interesting story. And, you know, just working on connections and interested in any advice or suggestions that anyone can give me.
Super. Yeah, well, Sue Leonard's going to be able to help you a lot because she's been doing it for a while, too. You're
awesome.
A busy entrepreneur yourself.
I've been in business 5 years, yes.
Awesome.
And I'm still here.
Yeah. Hortonville. Congratulations.
Right, Sue? Hortonville?
Yeah.
Yep. I live in New London. Drive past you all the time. So.
thanks so much.
You have coffee, too.
Okay.
Coffee and cookies. It's always good to hear from you, Sue. Thank you.
Oh, and Scotty's, too, so. Have a great one.
All right, kid. Hey, listen, we got to take a quick break, pay a few bills, and we will be back here. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk, 1150 WHBY.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
401k or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on BizTalk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And we are talking to author Shayna Lee Conrad and Maria Turner, who is the publicist. And we got Jack on the line. Jack, are you with us?
Yeah. I'm on my daily walk.
Good job, Jack.
I'm just going to ask my question and hang up. I was just wondering what the legal aspects were to protect yourself, like, from somebody that might say that that's their recipe, or even your copyrights and all that. Mm-hmm.
Good
question. You got to get insurance or stuff?
Well, Jack, after you're getting that ISBN number, it's important to make sure that you also have copyright, and there's websites, information available for doing copywriting of all of your work as well. It's important when you are putting together your own book to really follow what is on, look at some other books for some guidance as far as the legal aspects of putting together the information on the copyright page, because that wording is going to protect you from other people taking your work, as well as protecting your intellectual property, which every book is your intellectual property. So make sure that you're looking at some other books on their copyright page and following that as a guideline, because those publishers have, you know, they're the ones who are in business to know that that's the correct way to do that. But there's tons of information out there about protecting your copyright and getting legal copyright to information as well.
Okay. Thank you, Jack, for that call. I wanted to get back to, we started talking about publicity on the book and actually getting the book to come to fruition. You know, just writing the book is that's a big part of it. But now it's just like making a movie. You got to market that book or that movie or whatever that intellectual property is. Mm-hmm. And so let's get back to that a little bit, Maria.
Well, Sue had asked the question about how you get the word out, how do you do publicity? And really a lot of it is just the old-fashioned working within the connections that you've made, your friends, your colleagues, other business people that you know that may want to support you in your new venture. You know, there's a lot that's going on today regarding networking and networking events. That is fine while you are at the event, but if you don't take it to the next step to actually go to those people and ask those people if they want to help you with something that you're really passionate about and want to do later, then going to all of those events really are pretty meaningless. Mm-hmm. So that is key in, you know, working within the people that you know. But also, you know, just some of the basics as far as publicity goes in getting the word out is, you know, a press release, knowing how to write a press release, knowing who the person is at the local newspaper, at the local TV station, at the local radio station, who you want to tap, and making sure that that gets in that individual's hands and following up with that person
is huge.
So you got experience as a PR person before the book here?
Well, I worked on the other side. I actually worked in newspapers for about 7 years in the Milwaukee area. And so I, having that insight in being on the opposite end and receiving countless press releases over the years really helps me in being able to, you know, write a press release that's effective and will get attention, I think.
Maria, you said something a moment ago about reaching out to others, and Shana, you said that over the break as well, is don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes.
There are a couple examples in your book.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of connecting with Bush Brothers, Bush's Beans, and they allowed me to use their logo throughout the book. They're also supporting me in selling books, which is incredible. They're in Tennessee, and that's not Wisconsin, and I don't live there, and so it's already getting my book into another state and a lot of other individuals' hands. I also went down to Kraft in Chicago, Illinois, and met with them on their Athena side, which is their brand that sells hummus and Greek yogurt and feta cheese, and they allowed me to use their logo throughout the book, and they're also supporting me in selling the book.
Now, do you need to pay them for that?
No.
They did that
without it's PR for them.
It is. And but again, it's finding, I mean, that connection stemmed from Simon's Cheese and Little Shoot and knowing that they package Kraft's cheeses and
just went up the food chain.
Exactly. And I just kept calling and asking. And
another pun, see?
It is. But for someone to say, okay, I'm going to give you this phone number and I'm going to tell them that you're calling and then I want you to make this phone call to Kraft, you think, okay, am I dreaming? I'm calling Kraft. Are you kidding me? So it's very easy to get afraid or to feel like maybe you're not worthy of that phone call or that meeting and to get, I don't know, a little bit
scared.
You have to just bite the bullet and think this is where I'm supposed to be right now.
And you hear a lot of statistics, especially today with our economy lacking jobs, and a small business person is one who creates jobs, and it's a small business person that comes up with innovation and so on. Here's a great example right here in the studio. Two ladies put a book together. They published it. They did all this work in it. They called Bush Beans and they called Kraft and they sold it.
Yeah, and
what all they can say is no. All they can say is no, right?
And exactly. Then you're right back where you were with your book. So figure out another way, and somebody's going to say yes.
Exactly. I think what Sean has already figured out, it's fun, it's amazing when you do something like this, a body of work like she's done, and you put it out there, and it's amazing how many doors open up. People will embrace you, especially if you'll come out from the shell. And you're, you know, you're a very extroverted person.
Thank you.
Probably, and not everybody's going to be like you.
And you don't have to be like me to be successful.
Right.
It works for me.
Just hire a Maria Turner.
That's right. You then you'll be fine.
See, but something along those lines, if you're looking at self-publishing, you really have to either be yourself someone that can self-promote or have someone in your corner that can do that for you.
Right.
One of the biggest mistakes I think a lot of authors make in wanting to go the self-publishing route is they think, well, I can write. I have an idea that I think will appeal to the public. But then the book comes out and they don't know what to do with it. So if you are not willing to take that step and be out there and pounding the pavement on your own, then you probably should not self-publish. You should go with a publisher and let them do that piece of things.
Right. What is the cost difference between self-publishing and going with a publisher? And I know it's going to be all across the board, but just as an idea, is it more expensive, less expensive? Is it two times more? What is it?
It's hugely more expensive to go on your own. You mean you're covering all the costs of printing, which was another a resource that Shana used in Print Source here in Appleton. But you're covering all the costs of printing, which is huge. You're covering any costs associated with publicity and getting out there, distribution of the book.
For me, the food cost was enormous.
Just to prepare
to make these recipes.
Right.
I can't even tell you.
Your husband enjoyed the meal.
Yeah, and the neighbors.
But, you know, on the flip side of that is you have all control of your work. You know, if you go through a publisher, you may not have, well, a lot of times you're not going to have say in how the book looks. You will not take your own photos generally. They will do that in their professional studio. Sometimes as an author, you're able to be there. A lot of times you're not. So you're basically handing your baby over to people that you don't know and you hope you can trust. And usually it does work out. But, you know, if you're someone who really feels passionate about what you're doing and what, you know, what you want your book to become, then you want to go the self-publishing route.
Maria, there's this latest technology out there now. You can, there are companies that will take that book and publish it for you. They'll print 10 copies. They'll print 1,000 copies. That's all automated.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the technology is called, but I've seen it on the web. And a couple of friends of mine have published books, and they've gone that route.
Mm-hmm.
Is that helping to keep the cost down?
Well, I think that probably does help to keep the cost down, but I don't know how successful they are in actually seeing a return on something like that.
The marketing side is...
Exactly.
That's the part we're not talking about, but just producing the book.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, if you can get someone to publish in small quantities for you...
at a pretty reasonable price.
Yeah, that's great. Because normally print runs are going to be minimum 5,000 copies. So you have to take that in consideration that, hey, do I have something that at least 5,000 people are going to want to buy? You know, and so that, I've known authors that have self-published, and they've got a garage full of books because they weren't able to get rid of that 5,000 initial print run.
Well, right now, the book, though, kind of ties into a trend that's going across the country right now, eating healthy, being in the green side of things, you know, a lot of that stuff, the natural, and that's what the book is all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
There are 53 gluten-free recipes in the book. There are low-carb recipes. There are vegetarian recipes. Diabetes is on the rise, heart disease, all of those things. And anyone with special dietary needs will benefit from this book. Any diabetic can make almost any of the recipes in this book, and they will fit with what their doctors are telling them.
I got to get one of those from my partner, Wiggly.
There you go.
Who does not eat right, so what he could learn from that book.
And tasty and yummy and healthy don't go together very often. You think of tofu and cardboard and, you know, plain everything. But if you can enjoy the foods that you're cooking, if you enjoy the vegetable that you're making and you season it properly, it's going to taste great. But it's my job to tell you and show you how to do that.
Yeah, see, my doctor told me I'm not overweight, but I am, in fact, 1.5 feet too short. Okay, we're going to take our last break, and we're coming back, and we're going to give out contact information, and I got some other surprises for listeners and when they come back. Right here at the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business. I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are coming down the stretch on BizTalk, coming down to our final few minutes before we wrap the show up this morning. Great show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Shayna Lee Conrad is the author of a book called Getting Fit with Food, and it's just a lovely publication here.
Thank
and
you.
We're going to talk a little bit more about, and Maria Turner is with you in the studio, who is also a partner in your business.
Yes.
And helping you on the public relations side of getting the book marketed properly.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be doing a book signing this afternoon?
I am actually getting in my truck right now and driving to Greenville to mm-hmm. the Bulk Price Food Shop to sit all day with some fantastic peanut butter chocolate cookies that people can try that I made last night.
Wow.
And selling and signing books there.
You are going to have a traffic line.
I have 120 cookies.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. How come you didn't make a baker's dozen? No, what is it? 144.
A gross.
A gross. A baker's dozen 13, but how come you didn't make 144 of them?
It's just how many it made. I don't know.
She fell asleep at 120.
Get there early because they're going to go fast.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, but one of the things I want to mention, because when people called this morning, I don't know if we got names and addresses to mail out a book, and I promised the callers that we would send them a book. So if you will go to BizTalk with Score, if you called in this morning, and just give me your contact information, I'll make sure you get a copy of the book. Just reference the phone call on the show this morning. And I've got a burned copy of this show, so nobody's going to be able to get one by on me, see?
That's right. We do have copies. That's right.
Okay, we got Pearl of Wisdom before we exit the show, our biz tip. Maria, are you going to give it, or
I would
Sheena?
Love to.
Sheena's going to do it. All right.
Follow your dreams and your passions, and don't ever give up on yourself.